the age of Airbnb, the motel business is a-changing, and we want to make sure our Motel 6 customers always have some place to lay their mullets at the end of a long day. That's why Motel 6 is proud to announce our new trailer rental option, Trailer Park B&B. It's like Airbnb, but way trashier, and it's simple. Just go online, choose a single wide or double wide, pick a trailer park, select the level of squalor, and ta-da, you'll be awkwardly staying in a stranger's cat-filled trailer in no time. And you'll never have to worry about ending up in a non-smoking room again, because with Trailer Park B&B, all the rooms are smoking. So smoke in bed and just go ahead, ash on the floor. The dog will lick it up. Trailer Park B&B. We'll leave the light on for you. Unless the light's broken, and then we'll just leave a lighter out front underneath the garden gnome.
And now, a star is born. On March 25th, 1947, the world welcomed little baby Elton John.
Oh, I see the head, and the sunglasses, and the feather boa.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Congratulations, it's a tiny dancer.
Elton John, a star is born.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that. You just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once I never could have hoped to win, you're starting down the road to leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now.
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, brother!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Appearing in very rough shape, apparently the result of torture, the suspects in the deadly attack on a suburban Moscow concert venue have appeared in a Russian courtroom. There's been no comment yet from Japan's government on North Korea's claim that Japanese Prime Minister Kishida has proposed a summit, a sit-down with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. It's deadline day for former President Trump, barring a last-minute reprieve. He must pay a $464 million bond or risk having his assets seized by New York's Attorney General, Letitia James. Heavy rain and quarter-size hail fell in Southern California the other day as the National Weather Service predicted lightning and wind gusts approaching 60 miles per hour in the mountainous areas of California. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 91 points, NASDAQ futures off 59. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Blue Devils, Boilermakers, Blue Jays, Bulldogs, Crimson Tide, Huskies, Tigers, Wildcats, Full Tech Fighting, Illini, Volunteers, Cyclones, Tar Heels, Aztecs, Cougars, Golden Eagles. Every March the same routine. Take my bracket and douse it in gasoline. The Sweet 16.
And so what's up? Welcome to Monday morning and unhappy hour.
You on drugs?
No. No, I'm not on any drugs. I just have a burning sensation today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you're a bike boy this weekend, boy.
25 miles.
Wow.
In this wretched wind that you've whooped up, Mr. Thomas.
Gusting to 31 right now out at the airport.
Yeah, it's crazy out in front. No, I also do 100 crunches three times a day.
I don't know how you do that.
I got all this, you know, the more I ride and the more I do the other stuff, the more I want it. It's like it's feeding on itself.
I understand, because I went through that phase, in the last couple of years. But you're now taking the lead. You are taking the lead on that. I'm doing 40 of those crunches, but 100? Really?
Well, I learned a few techniques. Hey, the breakfast special is up, and we already have, what, 8? A couple of comments.
Hmm.
We'll take that.
A's
weights.
A meatball sub.
You have 30 pounds of weights to pull up to crunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that really helps.
Yeah.
Well, plus the way you elevate your feet. I elevate my feet at two different levels, too. So, I'm just an old fool, man.
Well, no, this is a good thing. This is a very, very good thing.
Well, I really don't like to set up goals because they can become set up for failures.
Yeah.
But I want to get under 200 pounds.
Good deal.
I think that would be like nothing short of miraculous.
Yeah, I'm right at that right now, but we have a different height too, so it's a different, it's just, it's a little different.
So other than that, what's new? Elton John's birthday. I might do a post on Elton. In fact, I am going to do a post on Elton John's favorite song. Well, you're doing this.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Very breezy today with gusty winds over 25 miles per hour at times. As I mentioned, we're right now gusting to 31 out at the airport. Wow. Mostly cloudy today. High 72. Dry through the evening hours tonight. Wind advisory tonight with winds gusting to 30 to 35 miles per hour. Risk of showers and storms arriving in the wee hours of tomorrow morning, especially towards morning. Strong, possibly severe. Low 62. Check out my very, very detailed weather blog this morning, including several graphics, future radar, potential rainfall, and severe weather outlooks. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms ongoing through the morning hours and probably till about noonish along the I-65 corridor before moving out by lunchtime. Breezy, high 71. Mostly sunny and 75 Wednesday. That's a good day. Another cool front arrives Wednesday night with Thursday's high only in the upper 60s with sunshine. I'll tell you more about the Easter weekend coming up. The news is very good. Right now, cloudy and 55 with that 31-mile-an-hour wind gust out at the airport at 614.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Why are you here so early?
It's a special day.
Yeah, do tell.
It's waffles.
Yeah, what about them?
They've gone.
Worldwide, today is International Waffle Day.
Ooh, waffles.
It is a breakfast treat, and it has its own day.
International Waffle Day.
International Waffle Day.
It's a holiday that first began in Sweden to mark the beginning of spring.
Let there be waffles.
Okay, it's showtime.
Well, here's a potentially useful new approach to Taylor Swift and a woman who sang Taylor Swift songs during surgery to remove a brain tumor.
Is that right?
Could be, yeah. I almost thought you almost had to be under some kind of anesthesia to do that, but I guess enough Taylor Swift music and you can pretty much lose anything. So we're just breaking news for ball. In fact, this is so significant. Let's bring it in the right way.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. All right. First, the great news for bald guys was that bald became a look. I don't care for it, but I understand, you know, I can't imagine. If somebody gave me enough money, I might shave my head.
No, this guy, no. No.
Because it'll grow back. My hair is wicked, man. It just grows. And grows quickly. But for the right amount of money, I would shave it off.
No, I there is no amount of money that I would do it. No.
I'd take $10,000. I'm having a sale today. I normally would ask 20, but I'm giving a half off. So if you can give me a check for 10, I'll give you my bald head in return. But it's not staying that way. That's just for one day. The toupee is making a comeback. That's the real news. Usually, you know, they've come a long way with this toupe technology. Hey, we could start a video channel for bald guys called Use Toupe.
I see what you did there.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry King from the dead. Appreciate it. Looking at the market futures right now. Dow is in negative territory starting out the day, and I wouldn't be real optimistic if I were you. There's just too many forces working against the market. Have you noticed what we're paying for gas?
No, I have not. You know what? Because I'm so unobservant. I did fill up yesterday, but I did not look at the gauge.
I stopped I think it was the Shell station on Taylor Road, just because it's convenient, right?
Yeah.
You pay through the nose for the convenience there. It was, I think, $3.49 a gallon for regular unleaded, and it cost $46 to fill my car.
Well,
when Donald Trump was president, I hate to keep saying that, but I'm going to start every sentence with that. It was under $2, and it cost a lot less than $30 to fill the tank.
Well, I did notice that MAPCO did not send us an email yesterday.
I got one for 5 cents, but my store turned into a Circle K, so I don't use them anymore.
Oh.
I just go where I can.
So you got an email, and I didn't get an MAPCO email. Something's wrong. I don't know.
Check it out. I will, forward it to you. It was only 5 cents off.
No, it doesn't matter if you forward it
and
to me.
And fill your Bentley, it takes, how many gallons does that thing hold?
It's expensive. But, no, you couldn't forward the email to me. It wouldn't work because we're all registered by phone numbers, right?
Here's the thing with a toupee. Let's say you are bald, you get a toupee, suddenly you look a whole lot different, a whole lot better, and you meet somebody. How do you break that news? Especially if this new somebody is...
I don't know.
You got to tell them, right?
That's a good point. Well, of course you do. Yeah, that kind of news. Yeah, I would say so.
Just a thought. All right, what else do we have? We have a new candidate for president with a very unusual name. And we have a Good Morning Maroon collection started already today. So we'll be doing that. And today is International Waffle Day.
I bet the Waffle House probably has some sort of special.
I think having anybody in the Waffle House is special.
This one over here.
Well, yeah, I mean... I wouldn't go in there unless I was draped in Kevlar.
Well, if I want gunplay, I'll just go to my street.
Yeah. How about that?
This nut. And by the way, we found out there's squatters across the street from me in a relatively nice neighborhood.
You must take a stand.
Went out on Saturday morning, and it's 9:05, and started shooting up a pistol into the air. In the front of the house. And then, a few minutes later, brings out another pistol and starts shooting it in the air. So 5 police cars later, they said, we can't do anything. They're not answering the door. And they pulled off and went away.
See, this is what people in Montgomery are getting sick of, being told we can't do anything. No matter what it is, something stolen, your property is vandalized. Somebody menaces you or threatens you.
Yeah, they said, we can't do anything.
That's bullcrap.
And apparently, because there's
squatters... They could look around for a shell casing maybe somewhere.
I don't know if they did or not, but they were knocking on the door. Oh, well, he's not coming to the door. Guess we're done. We served it. You know, we did what we were supposed to. Anyway, the sheriff's been by there a couple of times, so trying to serve papers, but they won't answer the door. So apparently, and then you know how hard it is to get rid of squatters.
Yes, we've been noticing. Isn't that funny how that's become a thing all over the country?
Mm-hmm.
But not before. I mean, I've known there were squatters laws and stuff like that, because I went to real estate school, and they hit on that a little bit. But today, the chutzpah, they're organized. They're doing TikTok videos to explain how to find a house to squat in.
Yeah.
And once they're there, it's like that lady got arrested. She owns the freaking house. There's no loan on it. There's nothing. It's her. She's got the title. And they arrested her instead of the people trespassing.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen with these people across the street, but we're nervous because they're shooting guns.
Yeah. We can't do nothing.
And again, I don't live in a ghetto.
In the ghetto. Hey, I don't know if you'll be upset when I do this, but you know that weatherman in Houston who likes to do the lyrics?
Yeah, right.
He's got a new one out today.
Okay.
And he does country music. Sneaks country lyrics into the forecast. Whoops. Apparently I was playing.
Elton John?
Yeah, the whole funeral for a friend. Spinning. All I wanted to do was post it. So let's give this guy...
Take it to the floor now.
All right.
We've got 70s and 80s in Texas today. And relative to the map, it takes one step to the right. Cold front running to the left. Winds spinning in the middle. And that's why we're seeing this change in our weather the next few days. That's one of the things I like about living in Texas this time of year. You get nice weather and actually hold on to it for a while. Meanwhile, out west, this ain't Texas. Whew, ain't no hold'em. Hey, look at this. We've got a lot of rain continuing again today in Southern California. Here's a live view at Babe's Beach. Park your car, throw your keys up, stick around at the beach today, and really through the rest of the week, it looks like there's some great weather. Well, usually this time of morning, it's a slow commute, but you add some fog to the mix, and it's a real-life boogie. It's a real-life hoedown to try to get to your location. There's a huge part of the country here seeing temperatures 20 or more degrees above normal. Why so warm? It's all about this big ridge of high pressure, and if these temperatures are too warm for you, you're saying, don't be a ridge. Come take it to the floor now.
Didn't you say yesterday that all the brackets have been busted? So many upsets. Auburn was upset. FAU didn't make it out of
the
first
round. I just know that when Kentucky and Auburn were eliminated, that really killed a lot of brackets. That was shocking because on the pregame show they were saying, boy, this Auburn-Yale game could be a bloodbath. But, of course, they meant... They meant it the other way.
I can believe that, because we were following that. Rosie and I were following that to the very last minute of happy hour. And I think Yale took a 4-point lead. It was close to two.
Then it was down to the final shot.
I do have a complaint.
That would have tied it.
I do have a complaint. Why does it take 20 minutes to play the last minute and a half of a basketball game?
I know.
It's so ridiculous.
I know.
And another thing I don't like, the coaches in their tailored suits, stomping up and down the sidelines, trying to act like Mr. Hot Stuff.
Yeah.
Other than that, I love it. It's great. One of the all-time most entertaining things ever. I meant to mention Invest Advisors, Brant McDonald's firm. Brant will join us at 5:15 this afternoon to analyze the day's money news. And you're invited to call him, meet his team over there at Invest Advisors, make an appointment, and see what they might be able to do to help you and your money.
Can I mention there's somebody that we are thinking about who's in the hospital? His name is Charlie Greider. He's a friend of this program.
Charlie!
A friend of this program. He's also a former engineer when I worked at WHHY.
Yeah.
Larry has been updating, apparently, congestive heart failure and some other issues, and he's in a tough shape. Our thoughts go out to Charlie Greider. Anybody who knows Charlie Greider, and a lot of people do, know that he is, there's just not a finer human being in the world. So
absolutely. So Charlie, we hope you feel better quickly. Oh, and I need to mention Invest Advisors. The phone number is 387-0094, 387-0094, Brant and his incredible team. You know, we may as well get our first traffic update since we've wasted the... That's what we do on Mondays. We're just trying to find our way. Easter coming up this weekend.
Yep.
That's hard to believe. Yes, it is. Sure hard to believe. I found the traffic. And then we have 1819 News next. Goodbye.
Well, we started this morning with an accident on I-85 northbound right near Lawrence Street. Pickup truck and a trailer jackknifed in the middle of the roadway. They have got that out of the way now, and 85 northbound is back open and rolling fine. We still have an accident, though, Highway 80 at Brewer Road, which is out past the airport as you're coming into Montgomery. Please use caution there. Light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 this morning. Everywhere else, mostly light to moderate. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Spring is here at Premier Place. Shop Kato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professional and Spa, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
All of the Republican House members from Alabama voted against the massive $1.2 trillion government spending bill that was passed over the weekend. It takes government spending beyond the levels that were even achieved by Democrat Nancy Pelosi when she was Speaker of the House. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville also voted against the spending bill, saying it violates the Senate rules and how quickly the senators were asked to vote on over 1,000 pages of legislation without proper review. Tuberville maintains that the country is already in and $35 trillion worth of debt, and this bill makes it even worse without even addressing the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. He blamed Democrats for blocking any meaningful amendments coming from Republicans to that bill and says it's all talk and no action. On the other hand, U.S. Senator Katie Britt did vote for this spending bill. She justified her decision for more government expansive spending, saying that some of those federal dollars come back to the state of Alabama. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A Mobile woman is sentenced to 2 years in federal prison and 5 years of supervised release after the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Alabama charged her with bank fraud and mail theft. 47-year-old Sonia Gutierrez started the bank theft by gaining personal information from an elderly woman and then using that to create various accounts and also tapping into that victim's bank account. Gutierrez also stole mail from residential areas. A Decatur man is facing drug charges after selling meth to the undercover narcotics unit in that area. Vernon Brinkley is being held in the Morgan County Jail on a $100,000 bond. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
Good grief.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Awoke this morning feeling blue, uninspired, dreading work? You may be suffering from bracketosis. Bracketosis. Sadness whenever you check the office standings and see your March Madness bracket is dead last because you picked Auburn over Yale, St. Mary's over Grand Canyon, and had Kentucky winning it all. Now look, you'd rather move to the woods and live off crickets and pond water than deal with an office where everyone knows you did worse than Donna in HR.
Is Duke a person?
Bracketosis has no cure. The good news is, you can prevent it from recurring next year by taking the $20 you normally would pay to enter the office pool and setting it on fire. Bracketosis. Because nobody should have to finish behind Donna in HR.
Is Gonzaga a cheese?
It's... Duke is a... Well, it's a title, right?
Here.
It can be a guy's name, I suppose.
Yeah, Duke. Yeah. Didn't there used to be a beer, Duke?
I don't remember. Okay. Duke's mayonnaise. Right?
Well, that's a very southern thing, yeah.
It's also a very popular dog name.
It is. Come to think of it, that's a good name for a dog.
Oh, he has arrived, everybody. He has taken his place amongst us.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Or as we like to call him, Duke.
Yeah, that was my first dog's name.
Yeah.
Or at least the first dog I remember as a kid having. And he was a German Shepherd named Duke.
I like that.
So, tell us about your weekend, Jay.
I don't know. Tell us about yours. What were you doing last night? How late were you up?
Actually, about 10:30.
Wow. That's late for you.
25 miles on the bike?
Over the weekend, yeah. In this wind.
25 miles on the bike.
In sixth and seventh gear, the whole thing. So I, a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, going to bed at 10:30.
I don't know how you do it. But he has nap. You have naps, right? Every once in a while.
Not yesterday.
No?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yesterday, I went.
You'll have one today, I bet.
Oh, yeah. I'll get a nap after the show. Probably around 8.
Yeah. Just snooze during random facts. No problem.
No, I couldn't do that. But I do have both convoluted intros ready to go.
Well, Mr. Prepared.
So I'm not that mentally impaired today. Montgomery Paint and Body is the place to bring your vehicle if you find yourself in a wreck. And I got news for you. What the weather is just talking about tomorrow, there'll probably be a bunch of fender benders. The two people that really don't want you to be in one are Donnie and Brandon Turner. Even though they own a body shop, they would prefer that you not be in an accident. They don't like bad things happening to nice people, but they do. And when they do, that's the place to bring your vehicle. Highly, highly respected by the local insurance adjusters. Alabama Law says you can pick who's going to fix your car, so pick them. They're going to diagnose everything that needs to be replaced, repainted, and repaired. They also, once the repaired area is complete, or should I say the area of repair is complete, then using state-of-the-art technologies, talented people, and what we used to call elbow grease, they restore the look of the car bumper to bumper, good as new, maybe better, or as close as they can come to that very high standard they established over four decades ago. Their number is 27REC with a W. If your car's not drivable, have it towed to the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, and if it is drivable, get a claim number from your insurance adjuster ASAP and tell them you have chosen Montgomery Paint and Body. 6:34, the timeline for March the 25th is next.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hello, this is Pam with All About the Bounce. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for a little over a month now and have seen great results. Thank you, Blue Water, for helping us to bring the bounce to more customers across the river region. Radio advertisement is definitely the best advertisement.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the river region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Elton John turned 77 today. He's showing his age. In fact, he barely remembers when rock was young, and he has no idea who Susie even is. An 18-year-old Canadian girl named Emily is one of the few people in the world with a highly superior autobiographical memory. She can remember everything, dates, times, events, and that time her boyfriend said he'd be over at 7 but didn't show up till 8:32.
Yay, fun!
People People who fall in love with coworkers may have what's called office goggles. Unless the coworkers have jobs in radio, then they just have what's called low standards. And The Phantom Menace is getting a theatrical re-release because Star Wars fans spoke and George Lucas didn't listen. This is not Headline News.
Hold on your favorite Elton John song on our Facebook page. Check it out at 6:37 with the timeline for March the 25th. Your host, Rich Thomas.
84 days into the year, 282 days are left. Maybe over the weekend you saw on the horizon that full worm moon. It is spectacular. Of course, we're cloudy this morning. International Waffle Day, we mentioned that. The first U.S. patent for the waffle iron issued in 1809.
It was. Did you ever have one? A waffle iron?
No, I'm not a waffle guy.
Really.
General Electric introduced it, by the way. It's Lobster Newburgh Day. Lobster, butter, cream, cognac, sherry, eggs. No calories there.
Yeah.
It's the International Medal of Honor Day. And also, of course, we have started Holy Week. Yesterday was Palm Sunday, and today is Holy Monday. And I've got the Easter weekend forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Spoiler alert, you're going to love it. 1965, Martin Luther King leads 25,000 marchers to the state capitol of Montgomery to protest the denial of voting rights to blacks on this date. 67, Turtles, number one, with Happy Together. We played it just the other day as our song of the day. Uh-oh, almost skipped a page here. On this date in 1968... final episode of The Monkees aired. Oh, tragedy, tragedy, tragedy.
Aww.
Yeah. 1969, 5 days after getting married, John Lennon and Yoko Ono began their bet in for peace in an Amsterdam hotel room.
Didn't the war end immediately so people wouldn't have to leave?
That's right. It sure did. Now our song of the day. By the way, I'm glad you did Elton John at the start on his birthday, and we'll more on Elton coming up here in just a moment. Wendell and I happened to be talking about this song the other day. In fact, he brought it to my attention. I had forgotten. I don't think about this song a lot. He acquired this song from somebody. He buys this. This one is a little different than our typical morning song. Let me take you back to the spring of 1974. Guy's name is William Devane. Don't know any other hits by him. Went to number four on Billboard. Kind of a cool, creating a chill mood. Love the lyrics. He's talking about a car here. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the seam with the gangsta lean. Gangsta white walls, TV antenna in the back.
Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, gangsta white walls, TV antennas in.
Remember the song?
Vaguely.
Yeah, it creates a mood. But again, thanks Wendell who brought it up to me and sent me a picture of it just the other day. That's why I put it on the timeline. On this date in 72, America started a three-week run at number one with Horse with No Name. 83, a movie called The Outsiders was released, starring every kid actor that was a big deal at the time. Tom Cruise, Rob Lowe, Matt Dillon, Patrick Swayze, Emilio Estevez, Ralph Macchio, and C. Thomas Howell as Ponyboy, The Outsiders. Is that Francis Ford Coppola, I want to say?
I don't know.
He was trying to create a classic. It was okay. 91, Dances with Wolves, 7 Oscars, it won Best Picture. 32 years ago in 1992, cosmonaut Sri Kiralov returns to Earth 10 months after he was supposed to, only because the Soviet Union had ceased to exist in his absence. Thankfully, they finally got him back to the ground. 95 Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder is rescued after a riptide carries him 250 feet offshore in New England. I don't know if you've ever gotten a riptide, but it is scary.
I know what they are because they used to give warnings out all the time in Florida, but I never experienced that undertow.
Panama City, near the Fountain Blue. I was young, in my 20s, and some guy from Delaware saved my life.
By the way, speaking of the beach, you know the place that's really getting hot as far as property value and stuff? Pensacola.
Pensacola is starting to advertise, too. I don't know if you've noticed. Also, Destin-Fort Walton is doing a lot of advertising. But Pensacola is an underrated beach. Everybody talks about Destin, but nobody talks about Pensacola. 2002, The Bachelor premieres on ABC. 2006, country music legend Buck Owens died in his home after an apparent heart attack. He was 76. In 2019, NASA cancels a planned historic all-female walk because they didn't have space suits to fit women. Uh-oh. Oh, let's see. Aretha Franklin would have had a birthday today. We lost her in 2018, the Queen of Soul. Danica Patrick is 42. Sarah Jessica Parker is 59. We mentioned Reginald Kenneth Dwight has a birthday today. Reginald Kenneth Dwight is Elton John. He's 77. And then I'm looking at your poll. You got a poll out about favorite songs. People are chiming in with Rocket Man. Levon. Yes. Ooh, Levon. Ooh, good one. You played Love Lies.
You know, for a friend.
Love Lies Bleeding the other day. And I just thought of one. Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters. I don't know if you've ever heard that from Mad Men Across the Water.
Yeah, we got Madman, Rock of the Westies. There's some good stuff on that. Yeah. Little J, Rocket Man.
Rock of the Westies, not one of my favorites. After Caribou, it started going downhill.
Yeah, Caribou was a great album.
Caribou was excellent.
Hey, we played Crocodile Rock, so we made Barb Stever happy this morning.
Gloria Steinem is 90 today. Dead or Alive, Gene Shalit, former Today Show movie critic.
Gene Shalit is still with us.
At 98.
I was going to say 99, but I knew he was way up there.
Howard Cosell would have had a birthday today. We lost him in 95. He was born in 1918.
So he would have been 106.
Yeah.
And he just hung in there a little longer. But the way that man drank, yeah, no way. No way his liver would last that long.
Yeah. Hoyt Axton also would have had a birthday today. He was not only big in his own right as a performer, but he wrote a lot of big hits. For instance, he wrote Joy to the World for Three Dog Night. He wrote Heartbreak Hotel for Elvis. Many, many big songs. MLB opening day. It's Thursday. I mean, even though there was already a game in Korea, MLB opening day is Thursday. 6 days till Easter Sunday, 15 days till the eclipse. And by the way, we're going to have Rick Evans on Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. talking about the eclipse. Biscuits home opener is the next day on the 9th. 49 days till Mother's Day. And Christmas is now 254 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Before we get to Rich Thomas, whether is Murph going to be joining us again this year from the Biscuits?
I would imagine so. I've not heard anything, but I would imagine so.
Try and get him in before the season starts. Probably some good stuff happening opening week.
Should be, yeah. It's their 20th anniversary.
I'm just saying. Later on, find about two men who were switched at birth, but did not find out about it until many, many years later. That's got to be weird. Thinking you were one thing and turning out to be another. Right now,
the Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
It's very windy out there this morning. Today will be dry, mostly cloudy, high 72. And then winds gusting to 25 during the daytime hours. Wind advisory tonight for winds gusting to 30 to 35 miles per hour. Dry through the evening hours. The risk of showers and storms arriving in the wee hours overnight, especially towards morning. Strong to severe storms, yeah. In fact, I think they will be severe when the line enters the state. But maybe losing a little punch by the time they get to I-65? We hope so. Low tonight, 62. Tomorrow, showers and storms ongoing through the morning hours. Probably by the I-65, ending in the I-65 corridor by, let's say, the lunchtime hour. Breezy, high 71. Mostly sunny, 75 Wednesday. Another cool front Wednesday night. Sunshine, 68 on Thursday. Oh, by the way, the Easter weekend, I think, is really exciting. Good Friday, high 72 with sunshine, 78 on Saturday. And Easter Sunday could be 80, 81. So the Easter Sunday forecast, the Easter weekend forecast is the best I've seen in years, really. Right now this morning, cloudy and 55 with winds gusting to 31 miles per hour out at the airport at 647.
ASC, the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
The most Googled jobs in America. Something else we'll have later this morning for you. On News Talk 93.1 FM. Did you miss out on the big news for bald guys? Toupees are suddenly cool.
Are they?
Yes. And I'm going to go outside and chase a cigarette that I saw rolling down the sidewalk earlier. I really was hoping, you know, in fact, I asked you yesterday, when's this wind going to die down? Because I feel like, what's her name, in the Wicked Witch of the West.
Well, you know, so you're doing all these wonderful things with the 25 miles on the bike, and you're doing the crunches, the 100 crunches a day, and you're going out to smoke a cigarette right now.
That's right.
Well, what I'm saying is,
yes.
Let's,
what are you saying?
Let's go farther.
Quit smoking?
Yeah.
It's always possible, I suppose. Right now, we're going to get you a look at the roads, followed by your SRN News replay, and then today's Cheap and Trashy. What's good, Skip?
Rough start this morning, but all of our early morning accidents are out of the way. Right now, we've got light to moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. All the boulevards around the city, light to moderate, and no major problems in Montgomery. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka reporting all clear as well. We are seeing more cars out on the road. It looks like it's going to turn into a busy Monday here in just a bit. Even here, we will keep you updated. McKenna Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Appearing in very rough shape, apparently the result of torture, the suspects in the deadly attack on a suburban Moscow concert venue have appeared in a Russian courtroom. There's been no comment yet from Japan's government on North Korea's claim that Japanese Prime Minister Kishida has proposed a summit, a sit-down with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. It's deadline day for former President Trump, barring a last-minute reprieve. He must pay a $464 million bond or risk having his assets seized by New York's Attorney General, Letitia James. Heavy rain and quarter-size hail fell in Southern California the other day as the National Weather Service predicted lightning and wind gusts approaching 60 miles per hour in the mountainous areas of California. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 91 points, NASDAQ futures off 59. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Yeah, baby!
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hello, Senator. You better think twice about banning TikTok or you'll be doing the blackout challenge permanently. I will do the cha-cha slide on your grave after I run you over with my car. And then open the door and dance along to that Drake song. Don't mess with us TikTok influencers, or else we'll do several makeup tutorials as we get ready to attend your funeral. You have been warned.
There's no business in show business to live events. We can't go. Movie theaters won't open in the U.S. till January.
To today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy. Today is Elton John's 77th birthday. We marked that by playing a couple of his tunes to start the show. And we have all of his greatest hits here in 60 seconds. He's had 9 number ones and 29 songs in the Billboard Top 10. The most recent was 1922. Okay. I'm going to get a lot of questions today.
You on drugs?
You shut up and go away. All right. Here are all of those songs in just 1 minute.
About the soundtrack of my life.
Yeah.
It's Elton John.
My life, my career.
That was so well done.
I've only seen him in concert once.
Some twice here in this town.
Yeah. Most recently in Garrett. which must have been a miracle in sound because
they found a way. They had diffusers. I don't know how to explain it, but it sounded good.
But I saw him in 1972, and he was an athlete on stage. He was playing the piano from on top backwards. He was playing the piano from underneath without being able to see the keys.
I know. Oh, yeah.
I can't play chopsticks without focusing on the keyboard. It's just an amazing, amazing talent.
Well, for the people who were there at the Troubadour on that first night, and including people like Jackson Browne.
Yeah.
And to see him perform for the first time, I can't imagine what that night at the Troubadour was like.
Guess who's a billionaire? Jerry Seinfeld.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, the money he's made, because he's not only starred in Seinfeld, but was a producer, executive producer. They give those titles out, by the way, in case you're wondering, when you see the credits at the beginning of a show. That's a way of putting a little extra money in the pocket of the people who perform so that when the residuals roll in, they'll get a bigger check. But he is now a billionaire, and there's a great episode of Seinfeld where his parents were concerned about his finances.
How would you feel if we sold the Cadillac?
What? The Cadillac I bought for you?
It's so much car, Jerry.
We already sold it.
We want you to have the money.
I don't need the money.
What are you talking about? You had a check bounce at the bodega.
Oh, is that what this is all about? I bounced a check and you sold a Cadillac?
Well, also, Jerry, we read an article in the Sun Sentinel. It says that stand-up comedy is not what it used to be, what with Def Jam and all.
And then his mom suggested there was a great new program for young executives at Bloomingdale's or Macy's or someplace in New York. And I love the people that played his parents. They were funny. And so much like anybody else you'd expect to meet at Boca del Vista, Florida. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire did a $45 million opening. I suppose that's not too bad. Pete Davidson and Colin Jost, you know, Davidson, on a whim, bought a Staten Island ferry. Now he's turning it into a place that'll have hotel rooms, restaurants, and 6 bars.
Hmm.
Billy Joel has ditched his helicopter. He now takes the Long Island Railroad like the rest of the peasants when he plays at Madison Square Garden.
He's wrapping that up this year, I think, right?
Yes. He is.
They always say that. Yeah.